Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today I have a very important show on, one that I'm looking forward to. We're living in some interesting, as we always say, interesting times economically. And I know that for me as a small business owner, the COVID crisis has been an interesting experience to deal with. And I have colleagues who have closed their doors and businesses that I used to go to that are closed because of the what we've had to do to weather this crisis. There's another option, and today I wanted to talk about a solution, and that is something that I do as myself because I belong to the Southern Barter Club. This is a way for business owners and entrepreneurs, people with skills, to leverage their power so that they can keep their business open and basically thrive in a way that they haven't been able to before. I'd like to welcome my guest, Ms. Lori Sosa. She is the owner of Southern Barter Club, and she and her husband started it. And Lori, I want to thank you so much for coming on. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on with me today.
Thank you so much, Dr. George. And we've really enjoyed the relationship this past decade. How fast did that time go by?
Time went by really fast. I have the gray hair to show it, but it's been a wonderful experience, and it's giving me freedom as a physician. And, you know, when we have insurance companies that tell us what our value is, if you do a surgery, they tell you how much you're supposed to get paid. It's refreshing to know my value and to put that into the barter system and barter for things of equal value. So for an entrepreneur, somebody who has a skill, has a service, it's really nice to know that no one is going to undervalue you. And I think that's the power of the barter system. How did you come up with the barter system? I find it's very unique in the way that you've applied it. What made you guys think of it?
Well, I wish I could take the credit, saying that it is all of my idea, but as we know, it's the oldest form of commerce. But I just, and my husband, we just think outside the box, and we naturally have always just networked and leveraged where we could. And having a big part of the community that we live in and work in, there was always a workaround that we would want to put together, because there may be a client that may not necessarily be able to, afford the goods or the services that we've had over the years with different types of businesses. So basically, we just thought, wow, wouldn't it be amazing to be able to put together a network, our own little ecosystem, where we have our own business owners who are buying, our own business owners who are selling. And we could just charge a small little transaction fee to really be able to make a big difference, helping them leverage goods and services and underutilized assets and resources so that they could be able to expand their spending power for things that they need and they want. And so we took the plunge back in 2009. And decided to create our own ecosystem or our own barter club with our own currency. So dollar for dollar, so U.S. dollar is equivalent to a trade dollar that we use in this barter network. And it's only spendable inside of our barter network. However, it is a global network. So although our buyers and business owners earn their currency in the state that they or the country that they work in, but it's actually spendable in a reciprocal trade organization of upwards of 50,000 other participating businesses. So that's our humble beginnings, and we have an amazing relationship with most of the clients that started with us early on, and they got to experience and see the amazing growth of the network. And, we welcome, relationships where we can help them leverage, you know, their goods, their services, and be part of our network.
You know, one of the things that when I explain to people about how barter works, they're really amazed that it's not a one-for-one. Like, you think of barter, you think you have to have a service and you have a narrow range of things that you can barter. But this is different. I mean, you have the value which you bank, and that can be used for anything else that you want to use it for. So if you want to have your home painted, you want to have your car serviced, you want to go on vacation, those things are able to be bartered in trade. And that gives you so much more flexibility. It's not what I thought it was initially when I was approached. And it's really awesome because it gives you so much freedom.
Yeah, that's been one of the challenges when we started early on, trying to explain that, look, you know, if I want to do business with you and I want to buy a mattress from you, and I happen to be an attorney, the mattress owner may say, oh, well, thank you, but I'm not interested because my husband's an attorney, or my child or my brother-in-law, someone in the family is an attorney, so I really don't need your legal services. So that would sometimes, in the direct bartering world, pretty much eliminate the opportunity to trade. But when you're working in an organized network where we're working with a trade dollar, the same scenario, it's a win-win for everyone. So now the attorney wants the mattress purchased on barter. And so now what does he have to do? He asks the barter club, look, I want to buy a mattress for maybe $1,000, you know, dollars. So I'd like to spend $1,000 trade dollars instead. Could you please help me get $1,000 trade dollars in my account so that I can make this purchase? And so what does the barter club do? We now pretty much shake and rattle the bushes. So we'll approach the landscaping company or the dentist, or the restaurant owner. Perhaps they need a new, some type of an agreement or an LLC formed or some type of legal work. And so now the attorney can charge whatever he would have charged in cash, will happily accept these trade dollars in lieu of cash, funds his barter trade account, and now he can go and make the purchase of $1,000 trade dollars. So now the mattress company, although, you know, the mattress company has legal services on their own, they're not getting legal services. They're getting trade dollars. So now the mattress company has those $1,000 trade dollars from the attorney, and now he can just bank them for future use. Like you said, they could go on a vacation or get on a radio and maybe do some, you know, marketing, or just use it the way that they want to offset spending cash for retail cash. And now they could be using these trade dollars. Business brought to them, new relationship. And another thing that happens, by the way, that I think really all of us would agree is a beautiful thing for helping the growth of a brand and the growth of a presence in the community, is word of mouth advertising. You've experienced that, I'm sure, you know. So not only will this mattress owner, as an example, you know, earn a barter sale, a transaction he wouldn't have had otherwise, because we bring them barter trade transactions, not cash transactions. So now he has a new, a relationship with an attorney. He didn't need the attorney services. He just got the trade dollars. Now he can spend those trade dollars the way he wants to spend them with any other barter member in the world that accepts the currency. But at the same time, you know, if that attorney, you know, tells their neighbor, oh, I have the most amazing mattress, oh, I got it from such and such company, that's word of mouth advertising. So if somebody says, even if it's a month later, oh, I need to make a purchase, I need to get a mattress, very likely when there's a good transaction, good customer service, good product or service, word of mouth advertising, which ultimately leads to branding and new clients and new cash business, is what happens.
Let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living a Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Lori Sosa, the founder of Southern Barter Club, with her husband. You know, I find for me the most powerful thing that I have is word of mouth. And most of my patients come from patients that have seen me, and then they send their loved ones back, their boss. And that's a really powerful, advertising tool. And it, just the fact that you don't have to spend so much money doing it. And the relationships that you just described, they go on for years, and it grows. It's like a seed that you plant. How do you attract business owners to think outside the box in terms of offering their services for barter?
So every business owner has capacity. You know, they have, for example, a healthcare professional. If you don't have your 8-hour day filled, today's Monday, and maybe Wednesday you have 2 slots open, or Friday morning, you know, you have open. So everybody has capacity. And so, same thing with, resources. Everybody has resources. It could be someone who says, I have a condo, and when it's not sold on the Airbnb or VRBO.com, we call that perishable inventory. So in other words, if someone's supposed to stay in that condo this Friday, and it's now, you know, Monday, 4 days later, it's still not sold for cash, that's a resource that could be brought to the barter club, and we can bring you a sale you wouldn't have had otherwise, and you don't have a lost week. Because if that day comes and it's unsold the week ahead of you, you can't go backwards. That's a perishable inventory. And so we have a great option where let us bring you customers you wouldn't have had otherwise, and bank, you know, these trade dollars that you could use in the future for something that you want to offset spending cash for. So everybody does have capacity. It could be someone who is self-employed. Let's say they build a website. So on their own schedule, they know what their schedule is, whether or not they can handle a job on barter versus cash, and they could squeeze it in working on it in evenings or early mornings or weekends, or just when they don't have full capacity on an 8-hour schedule for their cash business. That's one example. It could be someone who just is very resourceful, and maybe they have their own small business, and they have opportunities to buy things at wholesale. Could be actual product, where they may be a liquidator, and they could buy something maybe like 100,000 retail of product, but meanwhile, maybe their cost is $10,000. So it may make sense for them to invest their own $10,000 cash dollars to now know that they can sell at full retail and yield $100,000 trade dollars that they could spend in the barter network. So everybody has their own cost of doing business. So like a restaurant, as an example, it's pretty much 30 cents, let's say, on the dollar. So if we were to give a line of credit and help a restaurant get started to get their restaurant, up and running with some product or services, resources, printing of menus, graphic design, advertising, maybe some upholstery or painting or plumbing, things like that. For them to pay back $100,000 of full realized goods and services, they may give us $100,000 of gift cards. It's not going to be a swarm of customers that come in and they have to produce $100,000 of services. That wouldn't be fair to the restaurant, that you can't run a business all on trade. But we would very slowly, it's palatable, sell to the network in the barter world these gift cards, $50 gift card or a $100 gift card. And we ask the restaurant what's an acceptable that you can handle amount that we can sell every month. So they may say, oh, let's just do, $20,000 a month. But I also want to do some catering. We'll just keep bringing them the sales, whether it be catering, whether it be those gift cards, to pay back that $100,000 of gift cards they gave us that funded their purchase. But in reality, for them to fulfill, the way we have to look at it is the pasta is already boiling, right? The lights are on. The wait staff is there. They're in business. They're open. So if we can help fill some empty tables and bring them new business, for $100,000 over time to be paid back, in reality, maybe cost them what? Maybe $28,000 to $30,000. So that's an unbelievable advantage and a competitive edge that a restaurant that could seemingly be similar to another restaurant on the same side of town, to have that competitive edge. Wait, wait a second. How do they get that, extension on their restaurant? How are they on radio? Or how do they give such amazing, gifts and promos to their sales team and to their customers? So, it really gives a business a competitive edge when they're bartering, because again, they're not spending $100,000 on the things that they need. When in reality, to fulfill it, it really maybe cost them their cost of doing business. And in a restaurant's case, it would have been, $28,000 to $30,000. Now, totally different is, let's say it was a website designer or a house cleaner or someone who's not employing a staff, but it's actually them. So what's amazing is it's their sweat equity. So let's say somebody needed dental work and they knew the dental work would be $1,000 cash. Well, now we say, okay, well, let me help you get a couple of businesses, their personal homes or their businesses, that you can clean those homes. So that may be 10 homes that they clean. If they happen to charge $100, let's say, it's their sweat equity. So by the time they would have earned that $1,000 trade dollars, and now they go to get the dental work for $1,000 trade dollars, what did it really cost them? You see, in cash. Well, it cost them their sweat equity. So it's a zero out of pocket, but $1,000 barter. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes absolute perfect sense. You know, during this COVID crisis, I can imagine that the members who bartered have been able to utilize a system and keep themselves open. It's the power of being able to leverage your value, which I think a lot of businesses have not been able to do. So you must have some amazing stories.
Oh, it's been absolutely. We have so many amazing firsthand stories and experiences that I've even just seen firsthand, even over these, past COVID months. Excuse me, when clients have come in and wanted to use their trade dollars that they've banked, so they've already earned them. And we sold in the month of March. Now it's under control a little bit more now. With the supply and the demand, it's available to the public. But in the month of March, when we all, found ourselves in this recession and this pandemic, there was a shortage of hand sanitizer and toilet paper and, all these basic, supplies that we needed. And just in the first few weeks of being involved in this COVID, we did, thousands and thousands of transactions of selling toilet paper and hand sanitizer, reply masks, disinfectant, things like that, where our clients could not even go to Walmart or the grocery store and get it. But meanwhile, they got it from us without cash and at an uninflated price. So in other words, look, we have hand sanitizer wipes and we have toilet paper, and it's the same exact price that it would have been sold at the grocery store or at the Walmart, but it's just an empty shelf over there. We became really an amazing community that came together the past, the initial first few months, especially. It was so exciting to see, okay, this nail salon and, this, hair salon, they're closed, the whole month of March and April. And so, we were just trying to help people get what they need and want. And so, we even had, they may not have been the surgical brand, but still we were able to receive from, or for example, nail salons are closed and hair salons were closed. And so they knew that they had their own three-ply mask supply, that they had pre-COVID, and they're just sitting in their supply closet. And so we said, can you help us out? Can we purchase these on barter and be able to, sell them on barter to our customers that need them? We had liquidators that had, we had Airbnb. Oh my goodness. We had one client that had like 18 or so Airbnbs, and they were all, they were stagnant. They couldn't rent them out the whole month of March and the month of April. And so they had all these supplies, cleaning supplies and toilet paper. And they said, you know what? I'll sell them on barter to the network. Let me do my share. It was really awesome to see our community, our little ecosystem, come together and work together. So, pre-COVID, I will tell you of, amazing, firsthand, because I did go to the funeral and I did go to the I forget what it's called, you know, afterwards when everybody wishes their best to the family. But you know what I'm talking about. I can't think of the word, but yeah. So the repast, thank you. So my dentist, my personal dentist, who has serviced, oh my goodness, dozens and dozens over the years of our Southern Barter Club members, unexpectedly, to her family and to her realization, she had an aneurysm and died without any, you know, it was just a big shock. And, so the husband called to let me know, you know, just wanted to let me know that his wife had died. And it literally was within hours. He said he was, you know, distraught, and he, you know, we have great relationships with our clients, and he called to tell me that. And, I just said, look, I know you probably have insurance. I know you probably have this all covered, but, I do have to let you know, if you need any help whatsoever, you have a very healthy barter account. So let us take care of that. You know, and your family, you know, are dealing with this and mourning. So any way that we can help, I can hire you an event planner that will, you know, handle, you know, doing the, you know, the information for the program for the funeral. I could hire, you know, I could go ahead and introduce you to the three funeral parlors that could either do the cremation or they could do the, you know, the embalming and the viewing and everything. I'll introduce you to the flower company for the flowers, for the repast. I'll introduce you. And he's like, Lori, I can't even think about any of this. Please. Yes. So we wound up doing the entire funeral, 100% barter. We offered him three other funeral parlors, but he was in a very specific part of Gwinnett County, and he said, thank you for the opportunity to have the funeral done on full barter in another county, DeKalb and Conyers County. He said, but all of our dentist patients are in Gwinnett County and in the Buford, Georgia area. Any chance you can sign up a funeral parlor in Buford, Georgia? And so what we said to him was, you know, you have our support. We go out like a buyer's rep, almost as if you had a real estate transaction. And, you know, on the buyer's side and seller's side, we're going to get you what you want. So let us know what you want and tell us who you want and where you want to have this funeral. And so that's what we did. So we had someone contact a funeral home that was literally just minutes away from where their practice was, and we told them the situation that they had barter dollars and what a barter dollar even was. They had no idea about, you know, who these people were and what a barter dollar was, who we were. But we just said, can we help you identify something in the next 3 months or 9 months that you otherwise would have been spending cash on? And we're going to pay you up front for this funeral. And then, you know, that's how you're going to, you know, be able to fund, and we help you get what you need. And so, yeah, so we were able to do the funeral. We did the flowers. We did, the catering, even like the wine and whatnot, the desserts. And it was just a load off emotionally, you know, off of, the family. Yeah. And there were a lot of our Barter Club members that were at the funeral. I went to the funeral, which was beautiful to be able to see the support, you know, within the network.
Let's take our second break. You're Living in the Solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Lori Sosa of the Southern Barter Club. Before the break, you were telling us about something tragic and how barter was able to help someone get through a tragedy. What about the other side of the coin? What's the craziest thing you've seen somebody barter?
Well, the word crazy can mean a lot of different things, right? So, but absolutely. For starters, I would like to tell you the story about one of our fudge companies. It's a fudge company that has provided fudge to a lot of different restaurants and clients around the world for the past decade. And she came to us and said, Lori, you know, I have X amount of barter dollars in my account. I'd like to be able to look at my checkbook and look at my bank statement and see where I'm spending cash every month. And that's what we love to do, is just try to think ahead. How can we help you minimize your cash outlay? How can we help you be really strategic in bringing you new clients? So not only do you get the barter dollars, but and the spending power and saving, you know, your cash outlay, but also can it help, you know, with good testimonials and, you know, that you could use on your marketing and website? Can you, you know, do things like that? And so, she said to us, among other things, I'm spending, $14,000 a year on schooling for my children. So she said, I would love to switch them from this private school to another private school. And so, and they were younger. They were like, elementary age, children. And, so she said, would I be able to get my, daycare in the morning? So it would be like from six in the morning until like eight in the morning. And then be in the school like from 9 to 3 and then pick them up like at around 6. So literally was a very, very full day. And she knew what she was paying. So, we gave her some options, including a school slash, you know, Montessori, type school nearby. But she had it in her heart that she wanted to go to Goddard School. And same thing with the buyer's order. So we represent her as a buyer. So she asked for, you know, Goddard School, and we try to talk her into what would have been easier because we did have other, you know, Montessori schools. And, so we did take the order and we went and we met, over the phone, you know, met with her over the phone and identified things that the school would need. The school said they wanted trees taken down. They wanted, apparel, like the spirit wear for the school. They wanted a photographer to do the school pictures. The owner was going through a divorce. So, they said, you know what? Not only will I take, you know, this new client, but can you bring me other clients? Because I want to do it all. And so that's an amazing success story because this, Goddard School wasn't even in our system. And now, you know, years later is just loved the fact that we're bringing them new clients. And so we were able to reduce her having to spend, you know, $13,000-$14,000 a year because now, you know, her chocolate is basically paying for the school. So, but yeah, so that's one of the, that's one of the stories. And, me personally, you know, I have seen some amazing things that the school has done, like bouncy houses, you know, that they've done through the years, you know, when they have an open house, catering, you know, things like that. So, in regard to crazy stories, that wasn't a crazy story, but, you know, but it is amazing when you think about it. The imagination is the limit. I do like to manage expectations because it's not replacing cash. It's not equal to cash in priority, but it's equal to cash in value. So I guess the best way that I would explain what would be equivalent to shopping at a retail department store, and going to the clearance rack. So how many of us have ever done that? So, you know, if in my mind I want a Ralph Lauren navy large sweater, I can have every size, every color, every brand available to me if I go straight to the sweater department and be prepared to pay full retail, maybe $100, you know, for the sweater, right? Now, it's a different experience, and that's okay to manage expectations if I go straight to the clearance section. So as I'm looking on that rack, I still want that navy blue, size large Ralph Lauren sweater, but maybe they have black. But hey, it's also $20, heavily, significantly discounted. Or maybe they have blue and large, but it's Calvin Klein, not Ralph Lauren. And so that's what happens when you're working at a, you know, at a different experience than full retail. So you're getting a discount. Well, barter's not a discount, but it is a different currency. And so to manage our members' expectations, that's pretty much what we liken it to, is that we're a clearance house. So when a doctor has excess capacity and says these are unfilled times, somebody canceled, hey, I have an opening on Wednesday. Now somebody might have an unbelievable, you know, need to have their house cleaned on Friday because they're having unexpected company come in on Saturday. Can we guarantee that we'll get the cleaning company last minute on a Friday? It could happen, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe they say, can we do it Thursday? Can we do it Monday? You know, or as an example, someone recently asked us for landscaping in a certain area. And we said, unfortunately, the landscapers that we have right now in the barter network, they've been taking care of the same exact customers, and they are not open up to any new barter customers. They're at capacity. So they may be handling like 6 accounts a month on barter. And so it's not that they don't barter. So if they called them and said, oh, I'm sorry, we're not open to barter right now. Unfortunately, they're not open to a new customer, but they're already taken care of, you know, for, you know, contracts with others. So at that time, what we do is we say, well, go ahead and look in your mailbox. Look at your front door whenever flyer has been put at your front door. Half the battle is knowing when a landscaper or handyman even comes to your neighborhood, never mind ask them to do it without cash, do it on barter. So so that's what we don't like to say no. We want to be able to say, let us try and try again. And if not, then you realize, oh, well, it is a clearance rack. So maybe I'll ask for the next thing and I'll spend it another way. So that's how we kind of manage expectations, is we're there to help people, you know, connect them, you know, manage their expectations. With all this work, a good question is, well, how do we run a business on barter? It's a cash world, right? So I did want to explain what our business model is, because to be part of this network, we have brokers and we have an office like everybody else, and we have expenses like everybody else. So we're a cash business. What our commodity is the network and the brokers that put together the trades and help people barter. And so every time we're helping a transaction, so if somebody says to us, I'd like to order gift certificates to take my wife out to a special dinner for her anniversary, what we'll say is, you know, what is their budget and where do they want to go? And let's say they tell us the restaurant and we sell them a $100 gift certificate for a restaurant. We charge a 6% cash transaction fee associated with every trade, whether they're earning their barter money or whether they're spending their barter money. So if we help someone and we get them a restaurant certificate or gift card and it's $100, in actuality, it's costing them $6 in cash. And at the same time, the restaurant owner, when they get that new sale, we just sold them and earned for them $100. They say, thank you, SDC, for the new business and the spending power, and they pay SDC a 6% cash transaction fee. So on both ends, in and out, whenever there's any type of trading activity, our business model is that we charge a 6% cash transaction fee. And so, Exactly. And our clients feel that way. We just did billboards for a theater in Marietta, and we did $10,000 of billboards for them. And basically, it cost 6%, so $600 cash, but they're on billboards, $10,000 worth of billboards.
Imagine just spending $600, the value of the return on investment with just one or two clients coming in. That's a whole different ballgame than spending that cash out of pocket, thousands of dollars. And it's not cheap to advertise on radio, TV, billboard, whatever. So this is an amazing value.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, and one other thing I did want to mention that most people don't realize is that we are part of a reciprocal network. So let's say, Dr. George, you say to me, you know what, Lori, I need to get away. I want to go to the mountains for the weekend. Or, you know, I may not necessarily have in my Southern Barter Club a cabin company, but I can call my reciprocal trade exchange, and you don't have to go join another barter club. That's the beauty of it. You build your relationship with us, and you work with us for your personal needs, for your employees' needs, for your client needs. Because regardless, if you were going to be spending cash, you might as well see if you could use your trade account. Because many people wonder, like, how can I use this personally to go away out of town? Well, you could do that. You could literally, you know, if you're a restaurant owner and you're selling your restaurant certificates and services and you earn your barter dollars, well, you know, you're the owner of the company. And when you take a draw, so if you've earned your cash revenue for your company, you as an owner, you take an owner's draw. Your salary and an owner's draw. Well, it's the same exact thing in the world of barter. So if you say, wow, I need to get my carpet cleaned in my house, or I want to go get my hair done, I want to get a massage, go on a vacation, or order a birthday cake, you'd be spending cash, period, and that cash ultimately came from you as a owner having an owner's draw. Well, it's the same thing in the trade world. That's the way that the government and the IRS views it. So if you have earned in a week, let's say, $500 barter dollars in your account, and now you say, I want to get my carpets cleaned in my house. Well, when we do the transaction, you just say personal owner's draw. And so now when you're, at the end of the year, looking at all the purchases and all the sales, you'll know if it says reinvested back into the business cards, or employee, party or client gifts end of year. See what I'm saying? So that's a write-off reinvesting back into the business. But if you're going to get your nails done and you're going on vacation and you're, doing whatever you want to be doing with it, it's your money, as an owner. It's just classified differently. That's all. So it's taxable if you're not reinvesting it back into the business. So, our role as the third party record keeper is we manage all the debits and credits real time. So we send out real time transactions. We send out monthly statements, quarterly, and annual 1099. So at any given time, everything's real time. You can see, and you want to keep up with it, by the way, because the last thing you want to do is, go to the dry cleaner or the laundromat, to interact or go into the beauty store and be buying beauty products. And you go to use your barter card and it says insufficient funds. If that happens, you're going to have to pay cash, unless you call us ahead of time, if it's during business hours and you could tell me I'm good for it, sell more of my gift cards or book more of my business. So we want to keep up with our barter account because it is real time. So, if you don't keep up with it and you think that, oh, I forgot that I bought that advertising. So you may think that I have $1,000 in your account and you go to spend it. You may forget that, oh, I just placed an ad in the newspaper or, I spent it and I just didn't remember that. So it does come back real time as an insufficient fund and block the trade. So just as if you went to Kroger, and you go to buy, $50 of groceries, but maybe you only have $48 in your account, So you do want to keep up with what's in your barter account.
That's actually very comforting. The fact that it's a really well thought out and I wouldn't say rigid, but a standardized system. So it gives me comfort to know that from a economic standpoint, I'm within the letter of the law. I don't have to worry about being hung out there, that it's everybody pulling together. I can understand now why the members were able to pull together and help each other during this COVID crisis, because it's a different mindset. And the value that everybody brings, the camaraderie, the teamwork, it's really comforting. And it's nice to know that you're not alone and people are all pulling in the same manner. So a second question I have is, what if somebody wants to barter outside the country? Is there a global aspect to this?
That's a great question. We actually belong to the International Reciprocal Trading Association and the International Barter Alliance. And so we do have reciprocal relationships with barter clubs that are in other countries. So we have had clients that have gone to Europe, South America. We have had clients go on fishing expeditions in Nova Scotia and those areas. Even one of our, I think it was a plumber, if I remember right, one of our plumbers that went to Brazil and stayed at the jungle Amazon towers there. So yes, it is an international trade organization. We're stronger in trading, obviously, domestically, but we do have reciprocation around the world.
For those who live in the United States, what's the coverage? Is there, can you barter with anybody throughout the country?
Well, thank you for that question. When we started out, and we are here in the South, at first we were going to call our company Georgia Barter. And we thought that was limiting, knowing the capacity to expand and knowing, what we would be able to do and the interest that would be there. So then we called it Southern Barter Club, so we could expand outside of Georgia, which we have, into the Southern states. And with, good service and good product and good reviews, we've actually expanded around the country. And so, it was a challenge, recently when word of mouth and, people would, say, oh, you need to work with SBC, you need to work with SBC. And then, we had to explain that, yes, we're a domestic, reach and international reach. So we actually, are now in the middle of working on our new website, which is rebranding us as sbcglobalbarter.com. That should be up actually very soon. And so this way, when Southern Barter Club members are telling their experiences to their clients or their family or friends, colleagues, whether it be on the West Coast or no matter where they are, we're all part of the same network. So the Southern Barter Club is here in Atlanta. We have a strong presence in the Southeast, but proud to say we did enter into a relationship in California with a network called the Easy Way Network in California and on the West Coast. And that's helping us expand our footprint in on the West Coast. So we have some amazing resources that I even have used myself recently when going to the West Coast. I should say pre-COVID, before COVID, yeah. We do, look forward to having our presence and branding us as SBC Global.
Let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Lori Sosa, and people should go to southernbarterclub.net, to look at the website and join, frankly. Welcome back to Living in the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Lori Sosa, and people should go to southernbarterclub.net to look at the website and join, frankly. You know, I'm looking at the different services that are available to barter, and it's such a range of things, anything from dietitian to cosmetology to e-commerce, daycare, spa services. It's amazing all things that are available. I mean, it's, you can find anything. And as somebody who's looking for a service, the fact that you are able to help find that service is pretty impressive. What's the most unique thing that you've been able to arrange to barter?
We have a doctor here in Georgia that bought his puppy, a beautiful puppy, a German Shepherd puppy. I know it's a specific pedigree. I don't remember what it is, but I've seen it. It's beautiful. And so he said, do you have a dog resource to be able to have our own dog, Barter? And so we found it for him through our reciprocation up in New Hampshire, all the way in New Hampshire. And so they made the arrangement, and they received the puppy and all the papers. And now he has the puppy. And then the next step was we need it to go to obedience school. We need it to be trained. And that was the next step. And then now it's like maybe a year and a half later. And I bumped into the owner, the doctor of the company. And I bumped into him with him and his son and their dog. And he's like, this is our barter dog, Jewel. He named her Jewel. And he said, no one believes me when I tell them this is our barter dog, because, they use their barter account and they bought a dog out of state and made the arrangements, brought it in. And they had it trained locally in Suwanee, Georgia, to have it go to the obedience school. And, when they've had to go out of town, they've been able to use the boarding, on barter. So, just a fun story. People use it in a lot of different ways.
How can people reach you if they want to become a member and leverage their services for their company, for their skill set?
Absolutely. Well, our website is southernbarterclub.com. We have a very active social media presence with Instagram and with Facebook. We have a Facebook group with about 5,000 members in there, Southern Barter Club group and Southern Barter Club page. And so feel free, we have an office that we could either do a Zoom call or you can come in person to our office. have a free consultation. Let us know what goods or services or resources you're wanting to acquire without cash, and what you have to leverage so we can help you get that spending power.
Time goes so quickly. I just want to thank you so much for everything you do. You are an inspiration, and you're providing a service. And quite frankly, you are one of the powers that are keeping small businesses and entrepreneurs afloat in this age of COVID. And I respect what you do.
Well, we love having you in our network. We've really enjoyed not only seeing you take such amazing care and such interest, and in addition to your amazing professional expertise, just the caringness and just, you know, how well you've taken care of our network. But personally, you've taken care of me, you've taken care of my children, my prizes, you know. So it's been amazing. So thank you for being part of our network. You know, thank you for the opportunity to, you know, I guess provide like a barter 101 that people understand, you know, because there is that brick wall. People think it means you give me this, I give you that. But we're talking here about an ecosystem and a free-flowing, you know, trade dollar. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
It has been my absolute pleasure. And I want to thank everybody for listening and for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.